The Florida Marlins may very well have the best team in the major leagues. Not their baseball team. Oddsmakers are predicting the team will finish with one of the worst records in the major leagues. As NPR's Mike Pesca reports, despite or maybe because of the players' performance, the Marlins' marketing team has been forced to innovate.
Scientists believe manatees evolved from a plant-eating animal that once trod on solid ground. Here, in an upstairs studio of a Miami athletic club, a devolution of sorts is taking form. These Florida manatees are a dance team, an all-male dance team. An all-male dance team made up of dedicated Marlins fans who got the same email as Steve Bauer, saying the team was looking for a few good-sized men.
Fat guys with no dance experience, that's us.
So has anything surprised you so far of this experience?
No buffet.
Probably smart. The 11 men practicing this evening must weigh a cumulative 3,000 pounds. Today, after practice, they will be christened with their new manatee names.
Mark, Chocolate Thunder it is. Robert, you weren't big enough for Big Sexy.
Oh, no. Oh.
But how about Tank?
Yeah.
George, Gordito.
But choreographer Vanessa Martinez Huff tells the manatees they will not be dancing on the dugouts.
Will not be. You already knew that?
Some structural analysis.
We've been sitting on the manatees for 2 or 3 years now.
Which is better than the other way around, as Marlins VP for marketing Sean Flynn can tell you. Flynn oversees a staff tasked with trying to get stadium attendance out of last place in the National League. Unveiling the manatees was but his latest pitch.
We also have player autograph sessions. We have dueling pianos. We have marching bands. We have the mermaid performances. We have a host. We have a DJ.
That's from Marlins Super Saturdays, which feature post-game concerts by acts like Poison and Casey and the Sunshine Band. The Marlins have two dance teams besides the manatees, including the Lovely Mermaids. They have an energy team, a mascot, and so many giveaways and gimmicks that you get the idea that they're not really selling baseball. Flynn says that's pretty much right on.
We position ourselves as an entertainment property with a core product of baseball. So when we go out and position our product and our brand, we speak of all the attributes of coming to the stadium, not just a baseball game.
The Marlins have only had 4 winning seasons in the 15 years they've played. Yes, they've won 2 world championships, but they've frequently traded away top players in order to field squads of lesser and, more importantly, cheaper players. Eric Fisher covers baseball for the Sports Business Journal.
They underperform. There has just been sort of a polarization around this team. Folks that would perhaps be inclined to go to some games or a lot of games just don't feel the kind of affinity with the franchise because of how things played out.
Number 3, Jorge Cantu.
An hour north of Miami in Jupiter, Florida, the Marlins have been quietly putting together a very good record. But Rolf Wolfram, who's been a Marlins season ticket holder since the team's birth, says he understands why it's hard to draw fans to the Major League Stadium.
And so the fan base has been essentially jerked around by ownership, and it's hard to maintain faith in that type of ownership.
The question is whether a dozen fat men currently synchronizing themselves 100 miles to the south can change any of this. Manatee Joseph Love has humble goals.
I have no delusions of people going out and saying, I'm going to go see the manatees. I have delusions of them sitting in their seat going, you know, forget the beer, let's sit here and watch them. They're good, they're funny, and we enjoy them.
When the Marlins move into a new stadium in 2011, you get the feeling that the manatees will wedge their way into the fancy new digs, crashing the party, if not the dugout roof. Mike Pesca, NPR News, New York.